I'm Snips editor Michael McConnell. Welcome to the Snips Podcast. The annual AHR Expo is one of the largest heating, cooling, and air conditioning events in the world. And this month, it's coming to Las Vegas, Nevada. For this month's podcast, I thought we'd take a few moments to talk to Clay Stevens, president of the International Exposition Company, which manages the event, about what he's expecting when the show rolls into Las Vegas January 30th. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Well, hi, Clay. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us today.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm very well. It's kind of cold here in Michigan, but and a little snowy, I imagine. You guys are on the East Coast, Connecticut area, is that right?
That's correct.
How's the weather there?
Well, we had a snowstorm over the weekend, and right now they're expecting kind of sleet and freezing rain kind of thing.
Okay, well, that's the same thing we have. I don't know if we're on the leading edge or if that's leading edge is your way, but we kind of have, it's gone to rain here. So hopefully in a couple weeks it'll be better in Las Vegas, which is, of course, the reason for my call, because the AHR Expo is heading there.
Right. We're looking forward to it.
The economy seems to be doing pretty well. Does that make you excited for the Expo? I mean, I'm sure you're excited every year, but does that make you extra excited?
It does make us extra excited because when the indicators are up, we're always excited, and we look at the number of hotel rooms that are being taken up, and we look at the square footage of exhibits, and we look at the number of visitors who have already registered, and those are kind of indicators to us what it's going to be like, we're very optimistic that this will be a record breaker in every respect.
So bigger than the last time you were in Las Vegas in 2000, what, 8 or so, or 11? Or 4, I forget what year it was.
11 was the last time we were in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And to answer your question, yeah, we are way up.
Oh, good.
From the last time we were in Las Vegas. We have the amount of space, the amount of exhibit space, that visitors will see is roughly 35% up from the last time we were in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Which, by the way, was also the first time we were in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember speaking to you previously as well as some other folks about you guys have for a long time, even though Las Vegas is one of the top convention cities in the nation or in the world, I guess, you had avoided it historically until a few years ago, right?
We did, and I would hesitate to say that we intentionally avoided it.
Okay.
But what really was the case is that we had other venues on the West Coast that we used to get that Western audience, and we went to Los Angeles and San Francisco and Anaheim, but we outgrew all those places, and then it became more necessary. Another reason that Vegas was difficult is that they're so popular, they're really hard. It's hard to get dates there.
Yeah, I know, because the Consumer Electronics Show is just wrapping up there, or it did wrap up there, and that's like the biggest show they get in the world, or in their whole yearly calendar. It just fills up the whole city. So I know it's tough to squeeze in.
Absolutely, and then we were a little concerned about how close by major population centers are, and major industry, because most of our really successful shows have been in areas where there are really dense populations and a lot of industry.
In Nevada's only really got a couple population centers, right? Reno in the north and Las Vegas in the south, and there's not much in between, right?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
And so we, at that point, you know, it was an unknown. But it's not an unknown anymore, and we had a great show in 2011, and we plan to make that even greater.
Now, did your research show that people were driving in, or were they flying in? I mean, Vegas is relatively inexpensive to get to for most of the country because the flight numbers are so high. What did you find out?
Yeah. Well, there was a fairly good, strong local attendance, but there was more of a group that came from outside of the area that flew into town.
Okay.
Than would normally be if, say, we were in Chicago or New York or even Orlando, for that matter.
Okay, sure. I know a lot of people that live in Southern California will drive to Las Vegas on a whim, because it's only 4 or 5 hours, depending on where they're at. So it's not bad.
It's not bad. You can get there from California.
Yeah,
it's doable.
So what have you been hearing from exhibitors? You talked about how your space is done very well. You've been selling out a lot of your space. What are exhibitors saying that they're expecting, and what are attendees that you've talked to saying? Are they looking forward to expecting to see a lot of really good things, a lot of busy floor space?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think most of them know by now that this is going to be a record amount of exhibit space. We have. Over 500,000 square feet of exhibit space, not counting the public space. That's just exhibits.
Right.
And we did do a survey not too long ago, which gave us some ideas about how they, being the exhibitors, felt about the economy and the future of the HVACR business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, I can give you a couple of numbers to put with that.
Sure, please do.
24% expect business this year, because the survey was actually last year, the end of last year, expect business in 2017 to be, quote, excellent. 54% in addition to that felt that it was going to be good. So between those two numbers, that was, 78% are very optimistic about the future of the industry. 86% said that their own business would increase this year.
Hmm. Those are pretty high numbers.
Yeah, they really are. So from that, I would say that our exhibitors are very optimistic.
Hmm.
Which only bears up the fact that they're taking more space, and they're more enthusiastic about getting the word out about their products.
The show is something, you know, if someone's never been to a show, either the expo or a show that's as large as the AHR Expo. It could be a bit intimidating. Do you have any advice for people that may be listening that have never been before, that are planning on going, whether, you know, how they should plan their attack, how they should, you know, what kind of shoes they should wear, anything at all?
Yeah. Well, needless to say, there's a lot of walking. So the comfortable shoe idea, comfortable clothes is a very good thought. It comes out to about 11 and a half acres of exhibits. And there is absolutely no way in 3 days that any normal human being could cover that much territory without any plan. So what I would suggest is that somebody who is coming to the show goes online well before they leave, looks at the products that are going to be on display. There's a search engine for finding exhibitors with particular products. The same thing is true of the educational sessions. And I would recommend that when they arrive in Las Vegas, they have a plan. And we have a software that's on our website that will enable a visitor to plan their agenda and their itinerary in the most efficient way. So they're not wandering from one end of the hall to the other to visit different exhibitors, when they can plan it so that they're all in order and they can do it with the least amount of walking.
Well, you know, you mentioned about comfortable shoes, and it's funny because this show, the Expo, as opposed to some of the other shows I've been to, more people are in business suits than perhaps some other shows I've been to. And you know, dress shoes aren't always the most forgiving material for that.
It would make sense to have a comfortable shoe, even if you have to sacrifice style.
I will. You know, I'm going to try to sell that to my publisher when I go there. you mentioned, you know, the planning, you know, using a computer to plan your visits and stuff. Like, you guys have? Do you have an app? I think, I mean, a lot of the major shows have them now. Do you have an app yet?
We absolutely do.
Okay.
And it's in its second generation now, so we've perfected it a little bit. And you have to know that I'm from the paper generation, so I know what it does pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't used it myself a lot. I don't really need to.
You probably know where most things are after all these years, I imagine.
Yeah, pretty good handle on where everything is.
Well, that kind of leads to my next question. Do you ever have a chance to walk around, or are you pretty much stuck, you know, in an office handling things for the show while it's going on?
Probably more in the office than people might suspect.
Okay,
but I do get out on the show floor. I have to. One of our premises for doing business is that we are a hands-on organization, that we have relationships with our exhibitors, we get out on the floor, we know what's going on, and although we do have floor managers that work with us when we go away to shows to take care of exhibitor needs, I do get out on the show floor and walk around.
What do you look at? Where will you try to look at when you're doing that?
I have to admit, when I go out for a walk, it's fairly random.
Okay.
And I do know some about the industry, although I know more about trade shows probably than HVAC.
Yeah.
I look for things that are really unique, that are out of the ordinary. And there are actually there's more of that at the show than most people realize, I think. There are things that are radically different and creative and innovative, and it's kind of fun to see what's out there.
Sure. Your company handles other events, don't they?
We have this same show in Mexico.
Okay.
But way smaller.
Oh, okay.
And we have a chemical processing equipment show that we do in New York.
Okay. So trade shows you know very well.
Believe it or not, that uses up all of our time and more.
Wow. Okay.
This show, we start preparing for this show about 2 years out.
Wow.
And we have, just to give you an example, we are holding dates in cities right now out into the 30s.
Wow. 2030s. Okay. Wow. So you really have to plan your host city for quite a long way.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, not the least, the venue of course is the main thing, but besides that, you have to have all the support, hotels, transportation. There are a lot of factors that enter into the decisions.
I don't think Las Vegas, for example, is going to run out of hotel rooms anytime soon, but when you're going that far out, you know, some of the historic hotels in Las Vegas have been imploded in the last few years, and new ones have been built, and so you have to account for those kind of things when you're planning?
Well, you try to, but yeah. Sometimes you have to readjust at the last minute, and okay. That's part of the challenge.
Mm, I bet. Every year, the Expo makes a donation to a local charity as part of the show coming to town. Did you do that this year?
Yes. Actually, that happened at the show when the Innovation Awards are presented.
Okay.
And what we donate is all of the entry fees for the Innovation Award competition. And this year, it's going to be over $22,000 that we give to an organization called Opportunity Village in Las Vegas. It's always an organization in the local area where the show's being held.
Okay. And what's Opportunity Village about?
They, and I think I'm using close to their own language.
Okay.
They are into improving the lives of people in the Las Vegas area living with intellectual disabilities. So they provide job training. They provide, I think, some limited housing, instruction, counseling, everything that people who have intellectual challenges need.
Well, I'm sure they'll be able to put that money to good use then.
Oh, yeah.
So, Clay, if anyone is interested in attending that has not registered yet, do they still have a bit of time?
Yes, they do. It's too late at this point to have badges mailed out to them in advance, but they can still register free online if they do so by January 25th. After the 25th, there is a $30 charge, but before then, they can register for nothing.
Okay, and if they want to register, what website should they go to?
They should go to the ahrexpo.com and click on register and fill out the questions that are asked, and they can then pick their badge up on site.
Sounds easy enough.
It will be.
Clay, is there anything else about the show or anything else you wanted to mention?
The only thing I like to reiterate is that sometimes people say, what's new at the show? And honestly, what's new at the show is what the exhibitors are bringing to the show. And this year, they're bringing more than ever before because it's the biggest show, the biggest AHR Expo ever in our show history.
Wow. Well, that sounds pretty exciting. So, Clay, I guess I will see you there in Las Vegas in a couple weeks, give or take. So I look forward to it.
Absolutely. I look forward to it myself.
Well, Clay, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me about the expo today.
You're very welcome, Mike.
That's all for this month's podcast. If you're going to the AHR Expo, perhaps I'll see you there. Snips and BMP Media, our parent company, will have a booth, and a lot of our staff will be there to meet readers and website visitors. I'm Snips editor Michael McConnell. Thank you for listening.